we camped quite a bit, you know, using our 73 Volkswagen camper. And one of the places we really liked is called Coho. It's in the middle of the Olympic Peninsula. And I mean, not only is it beautiful, it's on a lake and everything, and the campground's awesome, but there's also no cell phone reception. And, you know, there's no Wi-Fi, there's nothing. So it's just kind of cool to be disconnected from everything. But one of the times we were camping there, it was the middle of the night, and we woke up, and it's really hard to describe the sound. The best I can describe the sound, it sounded like a mouse or a squirrel running across a tin roof. And, you know, kind of like you're barely waking up, and you're kind of like hearing this noise. You're like, oh, yeah, it's a mouse or whatever running across the tin roof. And but then I realized, wait, I mean, we're in this camper, which just has it's a pop top, so it's angled when it pops, and it also is fiberglass. So, I mean, there's just, that's not a thing that's happening. So I kind of waking up more, and then all of a sudden you hear this, and that woke up Brittany, and she was freaked the heck out. She was thinking there was like a bear outside the door that was gonna open up the door, and so she was like moving to try to see like if the door was locked. And you know, I'm trying to calm her down, but in reality also calm myself down, because it's like, okay, it's not a bear, and if it is, it's not gonna like know how to use the door handle. And it's like, okay, what is this thing, a coyote? It's just making this weird noise. And then, you know, kind of heard the tin roof thing again. So I got my flashlight, and I did not go outside, but with the top popped, I can unzip kind of the back part of it and kind of stick out a little bit. I'm just like using my flashlight to look all around the camper to see if I can see this animal. I mean, it's obviously an animal of some sort, and not like a squirrel. And I see no animal, no sign of anything. And, you know, it was quiet at that point. I'm looking, and so I thought maybe we scared it away. You know, we lay back down and we start hearing the tin roof noise again. And, you know, no grunting though, and it's just kind of like we both just fell asleep to it, because it's like, what are we gonna do? I suggested, you know, how about I open up the sliding door real quick and, you know, shine a flashlight under the camper and just see what it is. And, you know, Brittany's like, oh, don't do that. That's, you know, that wouldn't be safe. Safety patrol over here, which, I mean, she was 100% correct. That would have been really dumb. But it's hard because we had no internet, so we couldn't look up, like, what lives in this area that would make that noise. So, you know, when we left the next morning and we got internet, the first thing we did was pull over, because we were just talking about what the hell could this thing be. You know, because even the next morning I was like inspecting everything everywhere to see if there's like tracks or something that showed some sort of evidence of whatever this animal was. And so, you know, we looked up and, you know, found out that porcupines live in that area. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, but porcupines wouldn't make that noise. And sure enough, we were able to listen to a porcupine sound file, and it was that exact same grunting noise. And what I realized the running on the tin roof was, is probably the quills hitting the bottom of the metal of the car and making that noise. And so that was, I mean, I think we're afraid. I think we're a little scared and afraid. I think it's the most like interesting experience that we had, that we had no idea what the hell this thing is, but yet there's nothing we can do about it. We're not going outside, and we're just going to go to sleep and hopefully be okay. And that is also a good reason not to sleep in tents on the ground. I don't know if a porcupine would go in a tent, but I'll tell you what, I was really happy that I was in a van off the ground, locked up. But yeah, we never had a porcupine experience again, and that was probably one of the most memorable and awesome camping experiences. Also scariest.